Now, the verse here is verse 1. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There's no throne, O daughter of the Chaldees, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Now, the word here for come down is the same word that is used for a dog when you call him for obedience. You say, down, Rover, down, down, Fido, and the dog then sits down. And that's interesting. That's the way God says this great world power, he'll just treat it like that when the time comes for it to be brought low. He says, down, down, Fido, down, Babylon. And that's the way, actually, the Lord Jesus dealt with the storm on the little Sea of Galilee. And believe me, they still have storms on that little Sea of Galilee. A friend of mine suggested that on a pretty bad day that we take a trip out on that little sea. I told him I'm not about to go out there because there's too many lessons of the past. Wait for a nice, clear day when there's smooth sailing to get on that little sea. But you remember what the Lord Jesus said when he spoke to those waves? The literal of it is, be muzzled. In other words, like you put a muzzle on a dog. That is the way he spoke to it. Now you have that same thing here. Now Babylon is called a virgin. And why? At this stage, she had never been captured by an enemy. Babylon was just now coming to power. Babylon that went back to even Nimrod, to Babel, where the Tower of Babel was. And all of those ziggurats that are in that valley apparently were patterned after the Tower of Babel. And then he speaks of the tremendous humiliation of this place, of Babylon. Verse 2, take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks, make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. This is the indescribable humiliation to which Babylon was finally subjected. And she had treated and mistreated Israel and Jerusalem when she destroyed that city. Now the day will come when she will be humiliated and brought low. And it's a question of nudity here. Now, nudity is becoming a rather popular sort of thing today. Men play with that subject of nudity like a child playing with a new toy, as if it was something that they shouldn't be doing, but since it's so new, they are playing with it today. And as a result, all of this interest in that sort of thing actually degrades humanity. Because if you take sex away from the nude body of either a man or a woman, it wouldn't be pretty. You can be sure of that. And it was no accident that God said you're to wear clothes. And any person today that wants to go without clothes, he has a hang-up and a real hang-up, you may be sure. These that like to do that sort of thing are real candidates for a psychiatrist, so that this would be awful humiliation for them. And in verse 3, he continues that thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. And God says, I'll take vengeance.